I'll begin these instructions for the practices of mindfulness by saying one of the most profound things that I could say. And if you can really understand this statement, life would be much easier. And the statement is, here I am. Here you are. Here we are. Unambiguously, you are here. Your body is in this time, in this place. It's only your thoughts that will take you away into the past, the future, into events far from here. And if all you do during this week is to remind yourself, here I am, here. Here. It will be a profound week. Unambiguously, here. And you might use that simple word as a regular reminder whenever you need to remember, whenever you've forgotten that you're here. Just say to yourself in a gentle way, simple way, easy way, here. And the instructions we'll give during the course of the retreat could be seen as support for really arriving here, really kind of being centered here in a way that will feel meaningful, profound, freeing. A way that will show you how your world will always begin here, now. This is where it all starts, moment by moment. Your future begins now, here. And the instructions are to help us understand how to be present for all that might arise while we're here. How to be present for our bodies. How to be present for our emotional and psychological lives. How to be aware of our thinking and cognitive processes. How to be aware of awareness itself. How to be aware of how we're mindful. And how to be aware of the world around us. The sounds, the sights, the smells, the events. And so you might think of this retreat as a journey. For those of you who are new to all this, for those of you who've done it many times before, it's a journey to arrive here. A place where you're already present, already here, but to really be here with all the richness and fullness, and to do so in a way where you're at ease, at peace, or do it in a way where freedom and compassion flow not as something that you are required to do, but freedom and compassion becomes who you are. So to begin the journey, it's often useful to have a little procedure at the beginning of this meditation to to kind of get you centered here, to help you, remind you to really, here's where you're going to be. One possibility for this is to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. And using the deeper inhalations as a way of physically feeling your body more fully. And a reminder, here in this body will be the locus of awareness. And then letting yourself exhale a little bit more fully than usual. Gently, long exhale as a way of letting go and settling in. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And for the purposes of Vipassana practice, we don't usually do any kind of special breathing, no yogic breathing. We just let our body breathe itself in whatever way that the body naturally does. It's also helpful at the beginning of a sitting to spend a little bit of time scanning your body to first see if there's simple ways of sitting in a more aligned, balanced way. Sitting in a way that maybe expresses alertness. And for many people that might be paying attention to the vertebrae of your spine. Maybe sitting up a little bit straighter than you normally would. Or allowing the chest to be a little more open, spread out. Also at the beginning of a sitting, it's nice to scan through your body to see if there's any obvious places, any obvious muscles that you can relax or soften. Maybe muscles of your face. As you exhale, allowing the muscles of your face to fall away from the bone. Perhaps it's possible to soften the shoulders. Maybe simply by feeling the weight of the shoulders, gently. Something in the shoulders can soften or relax. Perhaps something can soften in your chest. Any of the ways you might be bracing yourself against life, soften. And it might be possible to soften the belly. Letting the stomach, the belly kind of hang forward and down at ease. And then the primary instructions for the first day of retreat centers on breathing. For most people that works well enough. There are other ways of meditating than the breathing, but for now we'll talk about that. The idea is that breathing is a simple experience. And the first day of the retreat, it's really good to err on the side of staying very simple with whatever's happening. And so you keep coming back to your breathing and experiencing your breathing in a simple way, helping the mind calm down, helping you to disentangle yourself from all the concerns that might be swirling around. And to connect to your breathing, you might notice how your body experiences breathing. It's not so much you're in the control tower watching the breath, but your awareness is in the body, feeling or sensing how the body experiences breathing. The movements of the chest. Or the movements of the belly. Or the movements or the sensations of air going in and out through your nostrils. The whole breath body, the total experience of the body breathing, whatever way is easy for you, easiest for you to experience your breathing, whatever place in your body it's most comfortable, let that be your home base. When the mind wanders off, be content to always start anew, start over. No need to be discouraged. Only a need to start again. Resting your attention in that place where breathing is most compelling or easiest to experience. Being aware of the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. Relaxing the thinking muscle, relaxing that place where thoughts begin. placing awareness in the middle of your body's experience of breathing, and gently sustaining the attention there. Hang out with that experience for as long as it's easy. Always ready to start again. Always ready to let go of your thoughts and come back again to the simple experience of breathing. Perhaps letting go of whatever you're thinking every time you exhale, so you can better let go into the body breathing.